إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، I welcome all of you, and we continue, inshallah ta'ala, reading from this book, Al-Ajwiba Al-Mufidah and As'ilat Al-Manahij Al-Jadila, the beneficial answers on questions to questions on innovated methodologies. لفضيلة الشيخ الوالد العلامة الدكتور صالح بن فوزان الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى ومتعه بالصحة والعافية وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات آمين. السؤال the question: هل من كلمة أبوية لأبنائكم الشباب الذين اغتروا بهذه الجماعات ولمن انضم إليها ودعا بدعوتها؟ The question says: is there any statement that will serve as an advice and as a guidelines from a father? Sheikh, look at him as the father, and they're like our fathers, the ulama. From a father to his sons, amongst the youth, who were deceived by these deviant groups, and they joined them and called to them and the like, and to that which they are upon. To understand this question, of course, you have to be amongst us. You should have been with us, and at least in the previous couple of classes. Because in the previous couple of classes, the questions they were about some of the deviant groups of Ahlul Bidah, like mainly Al-Ikhwan Al-Muslimun and Jama'at Al-Tabligh. They are the most famous in our time and spread all over deviant sects. Al-Ikhwan Al-Muslimun, the Muslim Brotherhood from Egypt, and Jama'at Al-Tabligh, the Tablighi Order. Okay? And so now he said, what is your advice? Because the Sheikh, he made clear that these two groups, they are an innovative groups. Okay? And they are not upon the Dawud Ahlus Sunnah they are upon, but rather they are from the 72 sects that are in hellfire, wa'ad billah, unless they leave the falsehood that they are upon. Okay? They have a lot of innovations, and they oppose the Manhaj al-Salaf in many ways. So now you will understand this question. Now he says, after the Sheikh make it clear now that Jama'at al-Tabligh is not good. That's an innovative sect. Jama'at al-Ikhwa al-Muslimin is a deviant sect. So now he says, Ya Sheikh, since some of the Shabab, they've been deceived by these guys. Okay? They're deceived by them, now they with them, they call to their batil and falsehood. We would like from you an advice from a father to his sons. Now, قال ندعو جميع الشباب المسلمين وخصوصا في هذه البلاد أن يرجعوا عن الخطأ وأن ينضموا إلى جماعة أهل السنة والجماعة الفرقة الناجية المتمثلة في زماننا هذا، ولله الحمد فيما عليه أهل هذه البلاد من علمائها وقادتها وعامتها، كلهم نشأوا على التوحيد وصاروا على الجادة الصحيحة، فنحن على بينة من أمرنا. The Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى, in answering this question, he says, we call all the youth, all the Muslim youth, especially those who live in this land. What he intend by this land? Huh? What he intend? Saudi Arabia. But the Shaykh is from Saudi. He said, especially the youth in this land, to give up and correct the mistake, to correct their mistakes, and to join the Jama'ah of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the saved sect. That in our times, he says, it is represented, walhamdulillah, in that which the people in this land, once again, this country, Saudi Arabia, are upon. as it relates to the scholars, the rulers, and the masses of the people, all of them, they grow up upon Tawheed. And they were upon the right path. To understand this, because Saudi Arabia, when you look at how it's established upon, the rulers, all of them, they say it. They says that that which they are established upon is manhaj al-salaf al-salih. It's not just a statement that they say, but it is displayed in the actions, in everything, in the courts. Unlike some Muslim country, they say, okay, well, kitab Allah, sunnah, but then we go to the court, there is no kitab. Or they may rule with the kitab and sunnah, but in so many other things, it's man-made laws. Okay? In Saudi, la. Their court systems are based on Quran, sunnah. Likewise, their rulers, likewise, the ulama, alhamdulillah, who Allah wants good for them. Likewise, in the schools, in the curriculums, they teach Tawheed from kindergarten. They teach the Aqidah Sahiha, Aqidah al-Salaf. So that's why you understand when the Shaykh says that we, this country, alhamdulillah, the people, they grow up upon Tawheed and the like. نعم ننصح شبابنا بالسير على خطى هذه الجماعة التي تسير على المنهج الصحيح ولا يلتفت إلى الفرق وإلى الجماعات وإلى الحزبيات وإلى المخالفين لأن هذا يسلب النعمة عن بلادنا ويشتت جماعتنا ويفرق بين قلوبنا كما هو حاصل الآن للأسف. This is, we advise our youth to follow the steps of this group that follows the straight path. Ahl al-Sunnah, they follow the ulama of Ahl al-Sunnah, and they should pay no mind to these sects, different groups and parties who opposes that which Ahl al-Sunnah or Jama'ah they are upon. It's because if we do this, if we leave that which Allah has bestowed upon us from the unity upon the Quran and the Sunnah, if we leave the manhaj al-salaf and we follow what these deviant sects and groups and parties calling us to, he says, this will lead us to lose this ni'mah of Allah. The blessing that Allah has bestowed upon that country, Saudi Arabia. The unity that they have and the peace, alhamdulillah, that they have because of them establishing the Tawheed and holding to the Sunnah. He said, likewise, that will not only divide us into groups, but also it will bring enmity in between our hearts and differ between the hearts. As it is already happening, he says, we seek للأسف, he says, unfortunately, it's been happening now. قال هذا التعادي الذي بين الشباب الآن وبين كثير من المنتسبين إلى الدعوة في هذه البلاد الآن هذا إنما نشأ من النظر إلى هذه الجماعات والاغترار بها وترويج أفكارها هذا هو الذي سبب التعادي بين الشباب وبين بعض طلبة العلم. The Sheikh now he's mentioning the reality. He says this animosity and hatred that is spread now amongst the youth, especially amongst many who they say that they are upon the da'wah of Tawheed and upon da'wah of the Salaf, but they still fighting each other, showing animosity one to another. He says, where this all come from? Because I used to hear Sheikh Fawzan, Sheikh Bin Baz, Sheikh Rabi', all of them, they say that years ago, like 40, 50 years ago, everybody in Saudi, and other than that, the Salafiyun, they were upon the heart of one man. They were upon the heart of one man, subhanAllah. No hatred, no fights, nothing. He says, but now you will find people, they claim they are upon the word of the Salaf, but they get in one another's face, talking bad about one another. Why? He says, because of this firaq. Because of these false ideologies that came from these deviant groups. Now, anyone who leave what the Salaf are upon and went to check these groups, he be deceived by them. And now he become one of their tools that they use to disseminate their falsehood. He said that's the reason behind now fighting, enmity, animosity between the youth and especially the students of knowledge. They used to be together, alhamdulillah, upon one heart. Their hearts together upon Tawheed, upon the Sunnah, upon the way of the Salaf. But now they fighting one another, refuting one another, talking bad about one another. Those amongst them who they were contaminated and affected by the call of these deviant sects. أَمَّا لَوْ أَنَّهُمْ شَكَرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَتَمَسَّكُوا بِمَا أَعْطَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْبَصِيرَةِ وَالدَّعْوَةِ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ الَّتِي أَقَامَهَا وَقَادَهَا فِي هَذِهِ الْبِلَادِ المجدد شيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله على بين وعلى بصيرة ونجحت لما نظروا إلى هذه الجماعات المخالفة لما كان عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه والتابعين بإحسان. He said, but if the youth, especially of this country, he says, that Saudi Arabia, have they thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his blessings upon them? Had they held firm to what Allah has given them, the knowledge and the da'wah to Allah that it was established and led by in this that country, Saudi Arabia, by the Mujaddid, the great Sheikh, Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah, upon clarity, upon proofs, upon knowledge, and his da'wah was successful. Allah give it success. He says, if they thank Allah and they look at what Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab has brought to that peninsula and has left for them, and look at it as this is a ni'mah from Allah, they will never leave it to go and check what these deviant groups have. Especially they oppose what the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions. How could a person leave the truth that that country, Saudi Arabia, is established upon and go and check and adhere to what this deviant sects propagate and disseminate, that which opposes clearly that which the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions and the Tabi'een alahum bihsan. قال ودعوة الإمام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله لها أكثر من 200 سنة وهي ناجحة لم يختلف فيها أحد وهي تسير على الطريق الصحيح. He says, and by the way, the da'wah, the call of Imam Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab رحمه الله has more than 200 years of success. Because he died, rahimahullah, in 1206 of the Hijrah. So he said his da'wah has more than over 200 years of success, alhamdulillah. No one finds in his da'wah issues that opposes what the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions. A da'wah that is on the right path. دولة كذلك قائمة على الكتاب والسنة ودعوة ناجحة لا شك في ذلك. حتى اعترف الأعداء بذلك. It says likewise, this دولة السعودية, the Saudi Arabia, is established upon the Quran and the Sunnah. نعم, upon the right path. No doubt, he says, even by the testimony of their enemies. Their enemies, when they speak that this country holding the Quran and the Sunnah. الأعداء يعترفون بأن هذه البلاد تعيش أرقى أنواع الأمن في العالم بالاستقرار والأمن والسلام والأفكار كل يعرف هذا. Says the enemies when they speak about the Saudi Arabia, they know that there is peace and security in that land from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by them taking the means, accepting the da'wah of Shaykh al-Islam. Because Al-Saud, he accepted the da'wah when Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab Al-Mujaddid rahimahullah, because in his time he grew up and people upon bid'ah and innovations and people are divided. That's what innovation do. They divide the Muslims. Everyone called to what they are upon. Instead, if they call to the Quran and the Sunnah, there is no contradiction, there is no problems. Quran and Sunnah are clear. And that's what gathers the Muslims. So when he find the people in different groups and fighting each other, after he learned, of course, he went and studied, He came back and he began to correct the mistakes in aqidah, in ibadat, in the manhaj, in the akhlaq, and everything. And of course, and the alim, he needs a ruler to support him. They have to go together. But he's been denied. He was denied by a couple of the rulers. As the ulama, when they explained that, they mentioned some of them, they were afraid, you know. Because at that time, what he brought was new to so many people. And most of the people, they were upon falsehood, upon bid'ah and innovations. So some of the rulers, they were afraid for their possessions. Because if they support him, now they have to fight the others. Okay? So they denied him, but Allah has opened the hearts of Sa'ud. Al-Sa'ud, and mashallah, he told him, listen, I'm with you on this. Let's spread the Tawheed, the Sunnah, Manhaj al-Salaf, walhamdulillah. فلماذا نستبدل هذه النعمة ونطلع إلى أفكار ونتطلع إلى أفكار الآخرين التي ما نجحت في بلدهم. The Sheikh says, look, the da'wah is successful, alhamdulillah. This is the da'wah of the truth that Al-Imam Al-Mujaddid, Sheikh Al-Islam, has called to, and that the rulers, from the first founder of the Saudi Arabia kingdom and his successors, okay, they all call to Tawheed, to the Manhaj al-Salaf, and they support it, and they respect the ulama who call to it. He says, and he's been successful, alhamdulillah, since. For years. So he said, why are we going to leave something that is working, successful, and it is guaranteed to work by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why, he said, we be ungrateful to this great ni'mah of Allah upon us, and we want to go ahead and check what others may have, that they're not even successful and they won't be successful. He said, these are people, they will come to us from their countries, like Jama'at Tabligh will come from India and Bangladesh and Pakistan, and whatever they were doing didn't work in Pakistan and India. Shirk still there. So why will it work in Saudi? Huh? Why? It didn't work. Their da'wah didn't work. It didn't change shirk. People still upon shirk, illa man rahim Allah. People still upon innovations, illa man rahim Allah. How is it going to work? You see? Likewise, the da'wah of who? Of al-Ikhwan al-Mublisun. Ikhwan al-Muslimun. Huh? It caused a lot of problems in Egypt. And other than it. So now when they start coming to Saudi and spread, huh? So he says, the Sheikh is asking, so why we accept it? It didn't work in their countries. It has no fruits, no success. Total, what is it? Failure. And bring a lot of problems. A lot of fightings, animosity, division. So how it would work for us? It didn't even work for the people that their own country. Allahu Akbar. فقه العلماء قال هذه الأفكار وهذه الدعوات وهذه الجماعات ما نفعت في بلادهم ولا كونت في بلادها جماعة إصلاحية ولم تحول بلادها من قانونية ومن بلاد وثنية أو قبورية إلى جماعة إسلامية صحيحة بل هذه الجماعات ليس لديها اهتمام بالعقيدة وهذا دليل على عدم نجاحها فلماذا نعجب بها ونروج لها وندعو لها الشيخ said سبحان الله these groups and these calls whether with tabligh Sufis Ikhwan, this, that. They didn't benefit their own countries. Now they want to come and bring us this and say, no, it's going to work for you, and we just here to help you to get success and to get this and security. He said that it didn't benefit their own countries. Nothing. We didn't see no islah, no rectification in their countries. These da'awat, they started in their countries, like we mentioned to you, India, Bangladesh, Pakistan, Egypt, and the like. He said, they didn't change nothing. They didn't change shirk. People still upon shirk al-Iyadu Billah. Grave worshippers. We don't see no tawheed in there, and the majority of the people upon tawheed. He said, you know why? Because these groups, they don't call to aqidah. They neglect the most important thing in the da'wah. Tawheed and the sound creed. And that's why they didn't success. Allah Akbar. He said that's why they did not success. Any da'wah that is not established upon Tawheed, calling to the Tawheed and warning against shirk, calling to the Sunnah, warning against bid'ah and innovations, established upon Dawush Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah they were upon, and deny and refute and warn against the deviant sects, such da'wah will never be successful. Just can't, because it doesn't have the ingredients of success. Doesn't have the ingredients of success. So this is very important, Ikhwan. Once we know the haq, we hold on to it. But you need to know that there is going to be, as Shaykh Rabih Ta'ala always says, the conflict between the truth and falsehood will continue until the establishment of the hour. This is the sunnah of Allah in this life. There is always going to be conflict between good and bad, between falsehood, the truth and falsehood. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala test and see the people, they be distinct, who hold on to the truth based on clear proofs and who and therefore be saved and who be destroyed by holding to the falsehood. So we should know these things, these groups. Doesn't matter how they may look or they want to, you know, play that they are righteous or they modest or they cry or whatever or this. La ya akhwan. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa Sufiya. SubhanAllah, how Muslims still, SubhanAllah, when you find some of the leaders of the Sufiya, they say that they talk to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by the phone. By the phone. They ask him something, he said, hold on. He goes somewhere, talk. He says that, like Nadim al-Haqqani, he says, like he just make a phone call and talk to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yeah, it's okay to do that. Or like the other one on YouTube. These are people, have millions of people who invited the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As our brother Saeed Rana told me, I didn't see the clip myself, but Saeed Rana told me that he saw it, that this man in Pakistan, maybe, or Bangladesh, or India, a big Sufi, has a lot of followers, I forget his name now, by millions. And he said that he told his followers that he invited the Prophet ﷺ in person to attend his birthday in person. And that the Prophet ﷺ said to him, yes, but with one condition. He said, what is it? He said, you pay my ticket, airline ticket is on you. Oh, the billah. You see? And people still follow him like he's the big sheikh. If I was there, Allah, alhamdulillah, I wasn't there. Ilaha illallah. After this, that should be it. Even if somebody was like, think now, let's stretch it a little bit. Let's see what he's going to say. After this, he's still going to, not along with the dancing and the chanting and the shirk that they are upon. So it's very important for us to know the aqidah of Al-Sunnah Jama'ah, what this Jama'ah is upon. Alhamdulillah, because this is the safe sect, and we adhere to it, we be sincere, we try our best to adhere to what they are upon, what they were upon in the aqidah, in the ibadat, in iman, in belief, in actions of worship, in muamalat, in suluk, in manners, in everything. And we don't just follow them in one aspect and neglect the rest. But also we learn what these deviant groups are upon. This poison that they want to mix with the honey. You like the honey, but how are you going to protect it from the poison? Don't let it mix. Naam, you know, so just stay here. You're the aqidah of Al-Sunnah that never mix with the aqaid of Jahmiyyah or Shia or Mu'tazila or Sharia. Somebody tell you, no, Shi'is and Sunnis, they're all the same. They're not the same, man. Yeah, man, bleach and water is the same. They're not the same. That's why one is in the container, the other one is in another container. Right or wrong? Do you put bleach and milk in the same container? It's going to be a big problem. Now they are like, no, Ash'ariya, Salafiya, Shia, Ikhwani, Tabligh is all the same. They are the same for the ignorant. those who want to destroy the Muslims. But for the Muslim, he was like, no, it's not the same. How is it the same? Those who hold on firm to the haqq, they're going to be the same like the wicked ones who they call to falsehood and batil and to innovation. Some of them even call to be to quburiyya, to shirk, al-adhibillah. They'll be the same. They will never be the same. May Allah protect us. Amen. Then we have another question. قَالَ لِمَاذَا سُمِّيَ أَهْلُ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ بِذَلِكَ. A person wants to know, why أهل السنة والجماعة they were given this name? Why they are called أهل السنة والجماعة؟ قال أهل السنة سموا أهل السنة لأنهم يعملون بالسنة ويلازمونها. الله أكبر. He said they are called أهل السنة, the people of Sunnah. Why? Because they act upon the Sunnah. Not just they know it, they act upon it and they adhere to it. Not act upon it whenever they want to. Because he says they act upon the Sunnah. That's why they call the people of Sunnah. And they adhere to it. وَسُمُّوا بِالْجَمَاعَةِ Jama'a, the unity or the group, the body. لِأَنَّهُمْ مُجْتَمِعُونَ غَيْرَ مُخْتَلِفِينَ. Why they call the Jama'a? Because they are together and united and they are not separated. You find those people who are Ahlul Sunnah, doesn't matter what country they are from, what color, doesn't matter, rich, poor, they're all together upon the haqq. Unlike some da'awat hizbiyya, they won't even allow a person to be with them. They're like, man, you know, you're not even from us. What do you mean us? They're not even from the country. They're not from their country, you cannot be with them. Hina, Allah al-musta'an. But Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, everything is clear. الحمد لله ولأن منهجهم واحد هو الكتاب والسنة. Why they call them the Jama'ah? Because their منهج is one, is the Quran and the Sunnah. اجتمعوا على الحق, because they were united upon the truth. اجتمعوا على إمام واحد, they are united behind one Imam. فكل شؤونهم العامة اجتماع وتعاون وتحاب. In all of their affairs, أهل السنة والجماعة, they have nothing but unity that is pleasing to Allah, cooperation upon that which is pleasing to Allah, and they love one another for the sake of Allah, while loving one another for the sake of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. So once again, they were called أهل السنة. Why, Mustafa? Who is Mustafa? Why they call Ahlul Sunnah? You're with us? Hamid, why they called Ahlul Sunnah? Because they act upon it. They act and they implement the Sunnah. They put it to practice. They don't just know it and don't act upon it. Whatever they know from the Sunnah, they put it to practice. Naam, Ahmed, why they call them الجماعه اهل السنه والجماعه؟ اي نعم, because they are together upon the Quran and the Sunnah, not upon something else. محمد جاني, نعم, اضف, add something, not from you but from what you heard me say. It's real. اي عندك. Now why they call them الجماعه؟ نعم محمد, speak up please. Because they لا, because they are united upon what? نعم, upon the حق, the truth. أحسنت, upon the Quran and the Sunnah. If they have a ruler, they together behind that ruler. They don't say, no, we don't like this ruler. He don't speak our language. He's not one of us. He don't look like us. We're going to need our own ruler like Ahlul Bidah they do. Ahlul Bidah, the Khawarij, and all other than them, they don't like the ruler of the Shia, the Khawarij, all of them, the Sufis. They just want one from them to allow them to do what they want. But they don't. But Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, they don't care. Who is he, black, white? rich, poor, doesn't matter who, what country he's from, what tribe is he from. All they want from him is to apply that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants for his servants to be upon. Now, another question, pay attention guys, okay? Another question, يزعم بعض الناس أن السلفية تعتبر جماعة من الجماعات العاملة على الساحة وحكمها حكم بقية الجماعات فما هو تقييمكم لهذا الزعم؟ Here's a good question, يا أخوان. I was going to leave it, but still have some time. He says, some of the people claim that Salafiyya is only one of those sects out there, like Ikhwan, Tabligh, Asha'ira, Mu'tazila, Shia, this, that. So some people, they say, look, and I mean, personally, I heard that too. People, they try to say this, look, Salafiyya is only one of those groups, sects, those deviant sects too, like they have the same ruling of the other sects. If you say anything about Jama'at Tabligh, well, the same thing you should say about Salafiyya. If you criticize Ikhwan Muslimun, well, that criticism applies on Salafiyya too. The Sheikh says, how do you address or how you see and perceive this claim of these people? قال الجماعة السلفية هي الجماعة التي على الحق. First of all, he says, the Salafi group, they are the one who are upon the haq. They are the one who are upon the truth. وهي التي يجب الانتماء إليها. This is the Salafi group that you want to adhere to and you be with. والعمل معها. These are the people that you want to work with. والانتساب إليها. This is the jama'ah, al-salafiyya, that you want to adhere to and ascribe yourself to. وَمَا عَدَاهَا مِنَ الْجَمَاعَاتِ يَجِبُ أَلَّا تُعْتَبَرْ مِنْ جَمَاعَاتِ الدَّعْوَةِ لِأَنَّهَا مُخَالِفَةً إِلَّا إِذَا انْضَمَّتْ إِلَى هَذِهِ الْجَمَاعَةِ السَّلَفِيَّةِ. He says, other than it, from all of the other sects and groups, they're not supposed to be called groups for da'wah, that they call to Allah, da'wah. Why? Because they oppose. All of them oppose what this da'wah salafiyya is upon. The only way they be called jama'at al-da'wah and they call into Allah, if they adhere to what the salafi jama'ah are upon. فَلَمَّا إِذَا اسْتَمَرَّتْ تِلْكَ الْجَمَاعَاتِ مُخَالِفَةً فَلَا نَتْبَعْهَا. He said, but if the other sects, groups, they continue to oppose the salafi jama'ah, not follow them. وكيف نتبع فرقة مخالفة لجماعة أهل السنة وهذه السلف الصالح. So how could it be possible for us to adhere and follow a group that opposes أهل السنة والجماعة? How could we adhere and follow people who opposes the guidance of السلف الصالح? ما خالف للجماعة خالف الجماعة السلفية فإنه مخالف لمنهج الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم مخالف لما كان عليه الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. Anyone who opposes the Salafiyya, he's in reality opposing what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was upon. Anyone who opposes Salafiyya, he's in reality opposing what the Sahaba رضوان الله عليهم they were upon. قال فقول القائل إن الجماعة السلفية واحد من الجماعة الإسلامية هذا قول غلط. He says, now for a person to say that the Salafiyya, the Salafi Jama'ah, they're only one of those sects too. We treat them in the same way like Jama'at Tabligh, like Ikhwan. He said, this is a statement that is false and wrong. This is a wrong statement. لأن الجماعة السلفية هي الجماعة الوحيدة التي يجب اتباعها والسير على منهجها. والاندمام إليها والجهاد معها. He said, because the Salafi group is the only group that is obligatory upon the Muslims to adhere to and follow their manhaj, their methodology, to join them, perform jihad with them and the like. لأنها الجماعة الأصيلة وما عداها فهي جماعة اصطلاحية تضع لها منهجا اصطلاحيا. He said, because this is the right jama'ah. Okay? Other than it, there are people who they were founded by people, and those people who found them, they're the one who put for them curriculums and instructions and principles and guidelines that they have to adhere to, like Jama'at al-Ikhwan, for example, Jama'at al-Tabligh, and all of these Jama'at Haddadiyya, and all of these Jama'at, they, all of them have their founders, they have them, look, this is what you do, and this is what you do. That's it. And don't listen to anybody else. But Jama'at Salafiyya, they listen to what the, and adhere to what the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions. Can anyone really bring something that opposes what the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions and still try to convince the people that this is right? How could it be right? When a person is opposing what the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions and still try to convince the people? Allah al-Musta'an. But sad reality, some people are convinced. So Allah salam al-afiyah. We thank Allah because this is from Allah that we, Allah has opened our hearts. There are people when they hear things like this, they get mad. They're like, what is this guy is talking about? Everybody is okay. Some they like say, no, there is all the problems now is because of this Salafiyya. No, that's what they say. But we, alhamdulillah, we thank Allah. Tawfiq is from Allah. That Allah has opened our hearts, alhamdulillah, to accept the haqq. Ayna, and we ask Allah to keep us firm upon it. قال فما عدا الجماعة السلفية فإنه لا يجوز للمسلم أن ينضم إليها لأنه مخالف. Said other than the Salafis, no one should adhere. It's not permissible for the Muslim to adhere to any group that opposes what the Salaf al-Salih were upon. Why? Because they opposed that which the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions. And of course, Salafiyya is the haqq. Okay? That which the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions. So, if anyone who adheres to Salafiyya, then he has to practice that which the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions. So, a person is going to say Salafiyya, but then he's deceiving, cheating, backbiting, taking people's money with no right, and Salafi, Salafi. Marry a woman and don't treat her right. Some of them even, they don't even last for a couple of days with them without ending up in court in front of a kafir. And they say Salafi. What Salafi is this? So now we're not talking about the actions of some ignorant people who, yes, mashallah, they adhere to Salafiyya, Allahu A'lam with their intentions, but they don't act upon it. They don't. They just don't. Especially when it comes to akhlaq and manners. They have despicable akhlaq. They cheat on and fight you for nothing. You step on his shoes, he's ready to fight you. What is the akhlaq, forgiveness? People there beat up the Salaf. They beat him up. Not just step on his shoe. They were beat up. They almost lost their lives. And then when they were unconscious. And when they woke up, they're like, what happened? Who did this to me? So-and-so. We're here. He's in jail. No. Get him out. Forgive him. Like they mentioned, I heard the Mashayikh of Ahlul Sunnah, they mentioned Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah. The examples are many. But here's one example. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah, he has this man who used to wage war against him. He did everything to get Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah in trouble. Lie against him, trickery, everything. I know. But finally this man ended up in trouble because of Shaykh, he lied on Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah and the like. And then the ruler or the judge at that time decided to put him in jail. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah says, no, it's okay with me. I forgive him. He says, no, you forgive him, it's okay, but we got to do what we got to do. The man went to jail. What Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah did? He took care of his family. Until the man came out. The man for years, he was causing nothing but problems for Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. He forgave him. But since the ruler didn't want to forgive him, he says, no, this man got to go so that he become a lesson for others. So Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah took care of his own family. Now he finds Salafi, Salafi want to go and fight somebody. Salafi, Salafi, now he's waiting outside. Didn't even pray Salat al-Asr with the people, waiting for somebody outside in the parking lot. What Salafi is this? No wonder some people, they don't like Salafiyya because of the actions, the bad and evil actions and behavior of certain things, certain people. And the worst, that you find some people who they don't do these bad things, but they befriend those who do it. It's like nothing. They steal their friends like nothing happened. And I'm not going to even give you an example, because I know examples, even in our communities. You find a person, man, cheats, has bad manners, evil manners, how he treats his family, how he treats others, but no problem. Still have a lot of friends. They hang with him and laugh in his face. No wonder this man continues to do what he's doing. But if the people, they take a stand, it's like, Akhi, you Salafi? Yes. Who from the Salaf do this? Who from the Salaf beat up his family? Who from the Salaf borrow money and then become arrogant and don't even want to and give hard time to somebody? Who's from this? Who from the Salaf has this bad manners, akhlaq, the way you talk? You want to fight anyone who comes to talk to you? No forgiveness, no rahmah, no mercy, no forbearance. Who? And some people are like, listen, man, okay, I got to do what I got to do. So you got to go do what? You're not my brother, you're not my friend. It's over, man, until you change and act as a real Salafi. But unfortunately, some people stay, Allah, laugh with them and hang with them and eat with them. And that's not right. That's just not right. That's not even good for those individuals. I'm not saying that you got to be like them and beat them up or take them to some Ali. No, this is not Da'wah Salafiyya. It's not a game. But take a true stand. Now, subhanAllah, a person do what he did for that woman, huh? And we still laugh and smile like nothing. But if he did it to his own daughter, what are he going to do now? Maybe that man is gone. Praying janazah a long time ago. So Allah salam al-afiyah. Now you want to fight. Yeah, he treat the same people in the same time. You don't want harm to your family, to your wealth. When you see someone play a game on some people and took their wealth with no right. Right, it's okay. He's still your brother. You hang with him. Because it's not your money. But if he take your money, what are you going to do now? Still laugh with him? Ah, that's another game. Yeah, you love for others what you love for yourself. And you hate for others what you hate for yourself. Now, there are certain people, they don't like Salafiyya because they didn't study it. And because they have a bad taste. A landlord, a ammi, for instance, a ammi, a layman. I know this because people call me and complain about certain people. For all these years I've been giving da'wah, alhamdulillah, many complaints. The ammi, layman person, don't even know anything. He pray and that's it, don't know anything. Now he's complaining against who? A Salafi, who don't pay him the rent, and call him names, threaten him, said, if you ever show up in my house, it's your house or the landlord's house. Not along that. Once after months of not paying, they leave with no notice, with nothing. Just for that same landlord to come back. Not only that, months of no rent, what happened? The house is trashed. These people, Salafiyya, that landlord is like, man, I don't want this Salafiyya. He says, no. These are the actions of those people, Afi. These are the actions of these people. These are these actions. They don't represent Salafiyya. These are people, mashallah, they came to it, but they didn't benefit from it. It was a good for them that they came to Salafiyya, but they didn't. They didn't benefit from it. Hey, na'am, ya akhwan, you got to take a stand. Continue laughing with those people, taking them as friends. That's why they continue doing what they're doing. But if we take a stand against them and we give them da'wah, we tell them, akhi, this is how Salafi act. Borrowing money and don't give it. Renting a property and trash it. Marrying a woman and divorcing it in 2 weeks. No patience, no sabr, nothing. Not only if that would be nice if he just divorce her and send her home. After Allah al-Musta'an. And still he finds some people claim Salafi, befriend them. I don't want to hang with them. Yeah, you got to sit with that person to the Makhi. Come here, because you're my brother. and we have some time alone together, I got to tell you this, man. What you did is wrong. So you will tell him. I'll tell him. He tell him. He tell him. He tell him. No, this person, he has to change. Two things he has to do. To change, and that's what we want for that person. We just want good for them. Or if he's that evil and cannot change, he just go somewhere else. Like Sheikh Abdul Bukhari says. Mosquitoes, they always hang around swamps and trash. If you clean the place, they're not going to be around, like flies. But if you keep the trash around, I come here. Hey now, these bad individuals that cause problems in the communities. Now people suffering. They, like I said, they take the money, don't pay it back. Destroy properties. They take the money for the people to do some work. They never do it. And many things. Long musta'an. Not a long, we're not talking about the backbiting and the slander and the threats and all. And they salafiyah. What salafiyah is this? To salafiyah, the Sheikh is talking about it when the people, they act upon it. In their aqidah, in their belief, in their akhlaq, in their ibadat, in their manners, in their dealings with others. No wonder some people, they hate Salafiyah because of the actions of some Salafis. It's Allah salam al-Aviyah. قال الشيخ فهل يرضى إنسان أن ينضم إلى المخالفين؟ لا يرضى. So the Sheikh said, when a person leaves the Jama'at al-Salafiyah and adhere to one of these groups that opposes the Salafiyah, he said, is it possible now for a person to be pleased to be with those who oppose what the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions? Is it possible, he says? Is it possible for someone to be with those who oppose the Prophet ﷺ and his companions? Is it possible? He said, of course, no Muslim will be pleased with this. الرسول ﷺ يقول عليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين من بعدي. The Sheikh says, the Messenger ﷺ says, hold on firm to my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided Khalifa after me. The Prophet, and he said, and also the Prophet ﷺ said about the firqa al-Najiyah, هم من كان على مثل ما أنا عليه اليوم وأصحابي. The Prophet ﷺ, he says, when he was asked about that only saved sect out of 73, all of them in the hellfire except for one, he said, they are those who are upon what I am upon and my companions. Now look what the Prophet ﷺ was upon his companions. Personally, like he's upon Salafiyya, cheat people, slander them, want to fight them, no rahmah, no mercy, no forgiveness, nothing. What Salafiyya is? The Prophet ﷺ was on this? A'udhu billah. هل يريد الإنسان النجاة ويسلك غير طريقه? The Shaykh said, for real, if someone wants safety, but he's not following the means of safety. Somebody wants to save himself, but he's not following the proper means. And he mentioned a line of poetry that says, "Tarju al-najat wa lam tasluk masalikaha, inna as-safinata la tamshi 'ala al-yabasi." You want safety, but you're not following its means that lead to it. He says, keep in mind, the ship does not roll on sand. If you want that ship to roll, what do you need? Water. Likewise, we want to benefit from this Salafiyah, what we need? Knowledge first. Take knowledge. People don't even want to learn. They want to like stay out there. And how are they going to change? How are you going to learn from the ulama? Humble yourself. We need to humble ourselves. And to learn, and whenever we learn, we say, look, man, I don't know anything else. Because the more you know, the more that knowledge should humble us. Not like somebody learned 6 months, I don't know where Egypt, I don't know where, and come back like he's Shaykh al-Islam. And he put like he used to be a couple years ago. We don't see it much, alhamdulillah. But a couple years ago, somebody go to Egypt for 6 months, 8 months, he came Shaykh al-Islam. He has a posse around him, a group around him, that's his. He always got books in Arabic. And that's it, and that's he's the main guy. That's it. La ikhwan, we're not supposed to be like that. You went somewhere and learn, humble yourself. Sit down. Come to the Imam of the Masjid and say, listen, man, I went to learn, alhamdulillah, I know Arabic a little bit. Not much, I'm still learning. But I can teach Alif Bata, I learn, mashallah, the Makharij. some grammar too, some tajweed. I took some classes. What do you want me to do? You're the imam of the masjid. What do you want me to do? I'm right here. Tell me what to do to help my brothers, my sisters, the children. Not someone will go for 6 months and come want to like take over the whole place. And it's been happening before. Like I told you, alhamdulillah, I don't hear much of that. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah for that. Now you got to humble yourself. Salafiyya is knowledge-based. Can't just be Salafi through association. Because we attend the Salafi masjid, that's it. No, it's not. Attending a Salafi masjid, well, alhamdulillah, that's a ni'mah from Allah if that Salafi is established upon the correct thing, not just name. Where there is people who are able to teach from the works of the ulama, and they connect you to the ulama, classes from the work of the ulama, alhamdulillah, take a part of that. Learn. But this is not for everybody. Some people, they don't want to learn. What are you going to do? Well, they have to be quiet, and they need to know who they are and keep their mouth shut. And we need to know too. You look who attends the classes, who don't, who's learning and who's not. And who, you've been for years studying with certain people, you see, what is that change their manners, their akhlaq, their behaviors? Nah, some people they change. Some people, subhanAllah, they begin to learn. SubhanAllah, they humble, they nice, they kind, they patient. Their akhlaq change, their attitude change, their behavior change. Are we going to treat them the same way like someone who's still arrogant? Salafi, but he's arrogant. Nobody can talk to him. Nobody can advise him. It's very important for us to apply this Salafiyya. But first we have to learn. And it will take years of learning. Anything like a couple months, two classes, now you got it. Now you got to continue to learn. Aynaham barakallahu feekum. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us tawfiq and to grant us beneficial knowledge that produces righteous actions. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from against the evil of our own selves and from the tricks of the shayateen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm upon this da'wah and open our hearts to it and grant us fiqh, the correct understanding of this da'wah, salafiyya al-mubarakah, so that we be from those people who truly understand it and act upon it. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam taslima kathira.